in the 60s, I was just really getting started with what my third generation of comic book characters and heroes. I had developed what I call my icon theory of comic books, which is that you have these iconic figures, and everybody has characters based on those icons. The Superman, the really fast man, the man of the shadows, the tool user, the man who got a gift from the gods, the underwater man, all of these things. You look at comic books of the 40s and 50s and 60s, and you see that each company has a character that fits in that mold. And if they're very good characters and really original concepts within that icon, they stand out, and they tend to bridge. Superman, of course, is the basis, and you look at Batman, the man of the shadows, but he's really like the shadow. But each of them is a very different figure, and each one stands out, so that neither is really a copy of the other. So I was looking at the icons, and I felt that I already had the character who would become the Emperor. He didn't have that name yet. Who was the masculine Superman type character, and I thought I would like to have a female of that in that kind of position, and I thought somebody with solar powers, somebody with powers created by the sun in some way, would be the way to go. The character I originally developed had a very dark costume that was light absorbing, so that she would draw her power from sunlight. And I worked with it a little bit and decided that it would be interesting if it was a character who didn't know she was a superpowered character. And developed that a little bit, and then was when I got in touch with Wendy, and she did the design. Well, I met Wendy Pini was Wendy Fletcher in the 1960s through a mutual friend, Mac McCaughan, who was a big comics fan and artist. Wendy eventually moved from Gilroy, the some kind of vegetable capital of the world. I remember it smells very weird up there. Came down to Southern California to go to college. She was just getting started, getting recognized in comics fandom for work that she did. She had a series called, I think it was called The Infinauts, about some space travelers who were an assorted gang of various races. It was very interesting. I had developed this character, Solara, and I hadn't quite decided what to do with the character yet, and Max said, why don't we give the idea to Wendy and see what she can come up with? And she took the idea and drew the original character design and the original costume for the character. So I was very pleased with that, and we went with that. I then put together a script for an origin story and sent it off to her, and she drew the original version of Solara. A very simple short story that was done on Ditto, so it barely survived the years. Back in the 80s, I took the Ditto'd originals and photocopied them and cleaned up the artwork just a tiny bit where it was faded, and then reprinted it in a special edition with her permission. Now, after that, for a couple of years, there was a sort of a fallow period where I wasn't doing much in the way of comic book work. I developed a comic strip that was basically my adventures wandering around town, talking with people to do a comic strip for a comic book APA that I had joined. And that led me back into superhero characters. And so in the 70s, when I no longer had Wendy available because she had gone off to college and gone off to other things, eventually finding Richard Pini and founding Warp Graphics and doing all those delightful ElfQuest books.
I've seen a few of them, especially the very first ones. I found the stories interesting, and the art and the presentation and the layout charming. I've always loved Wendy's art. I mean, I think her storytelling ability is excellent.
So I worked the character again and redid the origin in detail, and ended up with this character, Solara, that I have now, who appeared in a few comic book stories in the 70s, then kind of got set aside until the 90s when I had the renaissance of the characters, what we're now calling the Emperorverse stories. That's what she had to do with Solara, basically giving me the design. I then, over the years, I adjusted the design a little bit and changed it to what it is now, but it's still basically the costume that she created. And she was a great inspiration back in the very early years.